At the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, actually before it even gets started, we're going to have a leadership workshop here, and I am visiting with Amber Harrison, Brattney Companies. And Amber, I understand you're chair of the committee that's putting on the leadership conference, as well as vice chair for NAMA Trends. Tell me what this group of leaders, or and I assume that many of them are relatively new to leadership positions, what are the kinds of things you have in store for them?
Well, we have a great program set. It's called Progress Through Programming and Productivity, really focusing in on how they can improve their membership at their local chapter events and meetings, focusing in on what they should charge, you know, how they can invest in their own chapters, and then what great programs they have amongst the different chapters across the nation.
So what are some of the activities? Because I see that this room is split into different parts. I'm assuming something's going to happen besides sitting at a table and listening to a presentation.
Right. Well, we're very lucky to have the executive committee kick off our workshop by sharing their strategic plan for the NAMA as a national chapter. So that will kick off our workshop. But after that, we're going to get into a smaller group and really go through and share activities that each of the chapters are doing amongst their leadership teams. And the chapters range from large chapters of hundreds to very small chapters. So each chapter will be able to benefit from the other's ideas and really having a good, healthy discussion.
To prepare for this, did you have to contact chapter leaders to get information to kind of know how they're doing, other than just maybe the statistical membership reports we get?
We're very lucky that we have a committee of five of us that have gotten together, and they range from chapters of, again, larger to smaller, and we've taken those ideas as a committee and really focused in on what troubles we have getting members to join and what programs we are doing. So we've brought those ideas in and hopefully to get more with the rest of the chapter leaders.
How would you describe the current health of the chapters, if from your perspective, and in doing this, you must have some idea of how well they're doing?
Well, NAMA overall is doing great right now. We're up in membership nationally, and just from the chapter that I'm involved in, we're increasing our membership monthly. So overall, the chapters are doing very well, and we've streamlined a lot of things locally where programs are done a year out, so everybody can get that information and know what meetings they're going to attend and actually bring items to those meetings that will benefit everyone else that attends. Also, you know, financially, NAMA is doing very well, so that helps with having better events and having social events so that we can get a whole realm of people to attend at our local level.
What would be just maybe one or two ideas you could pass along here of a chapter that's looking for ways to better engage their membership? What are just a couple that come up to your mind?
Remember that not everyone can make a lunch meeting and not everyone can make a social event in the evening, but if you mix those up, you'll get the different people at the different times that can make that. And then really ask your total membership what they want to hear throughout the year for your programs. Because what they want to hear, then they'll come to the meetings and pass that along to people that aren't members of NAMA in their organizations where they work, and then bring them as guests, and hopefully they become potential members.
Great. That's a great idea. And to get more, of course, we are encouraging NAMA leaders to attend a leader workshop. I'm sure we'll do this again. And thank you very much. That's Amber Harrison. We're here at NAMA Trends in Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.